The city of New Westminster is seeking input into Anvil Center, a facility that's turning 10 this year. Located at 777 Columbia Street in downtown New West, Anvil Center opened on September 14, 2014. It was envisioned to be a cultural venue and a boutique conference center. Now, the city wants to hear from citizens about whether Anvil Center is fulfilling its role in the community. It's launched a public engagement process to get the community's feedback on Anvil Center. Anvil Center is almost 10 years old. As we approach this milestone for the city-owned cultural and conference facility, we have a chance to reflect on what's working well and whether any adjustments or new opportunities should be considered, said a posting on Be Heard New West. We want to hear about your experiences at Anvil Center, and what ideas and suggestions you might have to build on the existing programs and services, bring more people in, and deepen the community's connection to the facility. Anvil Center is home to conference facilities, the New Westminster Museum and Archives, the New Media Gallery, the Canadian Lacrosse Hall of Fame, Anvil Theatre and community spaces where events and programs are offered. The city wants to make sure Anvil Center is serving the downtown and broader New West community well, and we are open to ideas that will enhance what is currently offered in the facility, said the posting. However, the city intends to continue current services, and major renovations to the building are not planned. We will work within the existing building configuration to respond to what we hear from the community about priorities for this public facility. Nearly 7,000 people attended the September 14, 2014 grand opening of Anvil Center. It cost the city of New Westminster about $40 million to build the facility, with the bulk of funding coming from casino gaming funds known as Development Assistance Compensation. As part of the city's decision to allow a destination casino to open in New West, the city, the provincial government, the BC Lottery Corporation and the casino operator signed a four-party agreement in 2007 providing up to $60.5 million for five projects in the downtown, Queensborough neighborhoods. Input wanted. In recent years, New West City Council and staff have had several discussions about Anvil Center's role in the community, and now the city wants to get public input. Here are some of the ways you can share your thoughts about Anvil Center. An in-person community workshop is taking place on Thursday, February 22 from 6 to 7:15 p.m. at Anvil Center. Refreshments will be provided. Registration is required for the February 22 workshop so the city can make sure enough staff are on hand. The New Westminster Museum and the New Media Gallery are both open until 8 p.m. on Thursdays, so folks are invited to drop by before or after the workshop. Two drop-in sessions are being held at Anvil Center, with community members invited to stay for a few minutes or for the entire two-hour session. No registration is required for the drop-ins, which are free and include snacks, prizes, and activities for kids, as well as tours of Anvil Center. A drop-in is taking place on Monday, February 19, Family Day, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Other Family Day activities taking place in Anvil Center on Family Day include an open lab, a family printmaking workshop, and visits to the museum, the New Media Gallery and the Community Art Gallery. A drop-in is taking place on Thursday, February 29 from 5 to 7 p.m. at Anvil Center. The New Westminster Museum and the New Media Gallery are open until 8 p.m. On Thursdays, the City of New Westminster is also providing several online opportunities to get input about Anvil Center. Input via these online tools is open until end of day on Monday, March 4. An online survey gives community a chance to take a quick three-question survey about their experiences visiting Anvil Center, or reasons why they don't visit. An online discussion forum is a moderated conversation that features a new question each week. An online ideas board is a place where community members can make suggestions on how the City of New Westminster can make Anvil Center feel more welcoming and community-focused. According to Be Heard New West, input collected through this engagement will be used to help inform recommendations to enhance the facility and offerings of Anvil Center. Did you know? Anvil Center is an 84,000-square-foot building that houses many of the city's cultural services, some arts and culture activities, a conference center, and flexible spaces for meetings, special events, exhibitions, conferences and programs. Conference services bring 55,000 or more deletes annually to Anvil Center and the City of New Westminster. Because conference event takes place behind the closed walls of the ballroom, staff say this creates a perception that the space is not being used. The majority of conference services events are private events and aren't advertised to the public. Facts pulled from 2023 staff reports to City Council about Anvil Center.